Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is priceless. This is priceless. Scott Walker just came out with a statement on a right-wing website. Here's his statement. Scott Walker, remember? He butchered the state for 8 years, economically and every other respect. Here's his statement, quote, "Our children's children will pay for Democrats' fiscal irresponsibility." This is Scott Walker. This is Mr. Foxconn. Quote, he just said, "Our children's children will pay for the Democrats' fiscal irresponsibility." Now, let's remind him of a couple of things. First of all, he's the guy that rammed through Foxconn. This is a guy that doesn't have a clue about anything except running for office, going door to door, that kind of thing. Left college, sort of frozen out. He goes, work for the American Red Cross and runs for the legislature. Has not held a responsible private sector job. Knows nothing about negotiation. He's sitting there with these Chinese guys, and he writes a billion on a napkin and pushes it to him, and they write 4.5 billion and push it back, and he goes, okay. And he feels real good. This is how the big boys do it. Dumber than a bag of rocks, okay? Instead of hiring people easily, a private law firm even somebody from the attorney general's office to negotiate this thing. Gets taken to the cleaners. People in Mount Pleasant in Racine County are on the hook for more than a billion in debt to prepare things for the Chinese. Threw people out of their homes, knock on the door. They go, we're going to take your home and give you fair market value. Guy goes, no, I don't want to leave my home. My kids like the school district here. Too bad. Get out. Court said, that's fine. Under the Fifth Amendment, you can't take property, the U.S. Fifth Amendment, without due process. And that's interpreted as meaning you pay for it and only if it's a public purpose. So if you want to put a highway, you can't have one homeowner say, you know, we're not going to sell. But a Chinese company is playing and trolling our government to give them a lot of money to make large screen TVs. They never do. And they get your house, a private company. I mean, IBM can't come in and do that. Briggs & Stratton couldn't come in and do that. Miller Brewing can't do that. Johnson Controls can't do that. Why could a Chinese company do that? And this idiot is now saying, quote, "Our children's children will pay for Democrats' fiscal irresponsibility." Really? Okay. This is also the guy where Foxconn goes, okay, now we'll make small screens for phones. Okay, no, we're not going to do that. We'll make coffee makers. No, we won't do that. About every 3 or 4 months, they come up with something. We'll be consultants. We'll give the UW $100 million. No, and we're not going to give them $100 million. We're going to make electric cars. No, we're not going to make electric cars. Now we're going to do it in Lordstown, Ohio. They're sitting on a valuable piece of property that more than $1 billion of public money has gone into. And they're not doing anything with it. It's between Mitchell Field and O'Hare. It's right on Lake Michigan, roughly on Lake Michigan. They're two great markets, especially transportation markets, especially Chicago. Why is that not being developed for the benefit of a real company and employment down there and the state of Wisconsin? Because of Scott Walker, because he got a shiver of intellectual respectability because he heard the big boys do it on a napkin. This moron is now going, quote, "Our children's children will pay for Democrats' fiscal irresponsibility." What he did badly hurt our state. The Republican Party cannot be trusted with money. How many times do we have to say that? He turned down $1 billion for train money. What happens is the federal government gives grants to states. We're not going to get a space station like Houston or like in Florida. We're not going to get ports like in Alabama and Florida and Virginia because of the weather and the port access. You're not going to get a big Navy warship port in Milwaukee because of the Great Lakes. It has to go through the out. It gets through the the Great Lakes to get out to the Atlantic. Come on. So, okay, you're going to get a billion, which is not much considering what everybody else in the country gets for trains. He turns it down. We're for private enterprise. By the way, I'm running for president. And then he shows up and he looks like the groom on a wedding cake, a little plastic figure. Everybody laughs at him. And he'd raise money and then he gets tossed out. And now the clown is saying our children's children will pay for this, for Democrats' fiscal irresponsibility. He's half right. Our children's children will pay for what he did. He turned out $1 billion in Medicaid money. $1 billion. Most other states took it. Said, put it back against the deficit. They didn't put it back against the deficit. They gave it to California and to Minnesota. They just increased theirs. And then a lot of Republican governors did that and just screwed people on Medicaid. But because of political pressure, Walker said, all right, I'll make up some of that with state tax dollars. So your tax dollars were paid twice. You paid federal tax dollars, which were then returned to you in Medicaid, which he turned down. And then he nicked you again for that amount or close to that amount out of your own state tax dollars. I will say it again. The Republican Party cannot be trusted with money. What they will partly do is vote for their donors to lower their taxes and not yours. And partly they will turn down government money, which is your taxes coming back, which is going around the country per capita. And they'll just do it to say they're for private enterprise, and their donors nod and then laugh at them in the club afterwards. They laugh at them at the club afterwards. Then they'll use your tax dollars to gerrymander and to do a fake audit of an election that was an honest election has already been audited. Do you understand money? I don't care about any other issue for purposes of this discussion. Do you object to being cheated? Do you object to being cheated? And if you don't, you're a very sad character. You're a very, very sad character if you don't object to being cheated out of money. Extremely sad character. A couple of Republicans have gotten up on their hind legs and stood up to Trump. Cassidy, medical doctor, senator, right-wing Republican from Louisiana, but he finally got up and he voted to convict Trump. And he said, I won't support Trump in 2024. He's a loser. He lost the Senate. He lost the House. He lost the presidency. We're done with him. We're moving on. And now Trump has attacked him. I don't think it's going to hurt him. Cassidy's been reelected in Louisiana, but Cassidy is standing tall. And I think more Republicans are going to say, this guy is sort of a Frankenstein, a Rasputin, one of the hangers-on around the Romanovs. Talk about that some other time. An odd individual, a really odd, influential individual, strange and perverted like Trump. Cassidy is standing up to him. And I think there'll be others, not just Liz Cheney, not just Adam Kinzinger. But as you get more senators doing it, somebody has got to assert their manhood here and get up and say, we're not going to get pushed around by a nut, okay? All these people disgusting what they're doing. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Appreciate the call-ins. Great topics. Cheer up. I know I always lay a little gloom and doom on the Republican side. What's going on? But we are America. When we needed to, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt, and others stood tall. We will always still stand tall. This Trump business will get defeated. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Luke and Brian. We got Earl Ingram, my friend. Good evening, weekend programming. Pizza Box Mike, Matt Flynn Direct. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.